Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
QL Daily with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth, presented by BetMGM. On the BetQL Network.
Jaguars going for two. Lawrence in the shotgun, looking left, throws left, and it's caught! Zay Jones! The Jags go up by one!
Trying for two. Got it! They've got the lead! It's the tight end, Jared Everett!
Fourth and ten. Brissett throws. Back of the end zone!
What a catch!
David Njoku in the back of the end zone!
Mariota. The pass, it's deflected in the air. It is picked off potentially by Washington. It is. It's Kendall Fuller.
An I formation behind him, and he stands up to change the play. Down to five on the play clock. Gets the snap. Hands off to Jacob. Stutters to the right. Burst through the hole. 20, 25, 30. He's off to the races. Here in Seattle, nobody's going to catch him. 25, 20, 10. Ball game.
Welcome to BetQL Daily. Aaron Hawksworth, Joe Ostrowski here with you on this Monday. And wow, week 12 in the NFL. It was wild. Exciting weekend. Thanksgiving weekend, we were treated to some really good games, I thought. Trevor Lawrence, he surprised me, had a big game. We'll get to that. But let's talk about Sunday Night Football. I know, Joe O, you wanted the Eagles to lose. It didn't happen. I'm sorry, buddy. But let's talk about that one.
Yeah.
You didn't?
To be clear, I did not know. I didn't have a bet on the game.
You just wanted it to talk to Joe G about it.
Yeah. And Paul Aspen, because they think they're going to win the Super Bowl. And oh, they're always being disrespected in the power rankings and all that stuff. Like, no. They gave up 33 points to a really bad team last night.
But
the biggest takeaway, was it an Eagles bounce back, pouring on 40? You know, it sounds like I'm taking credit away from them, but they did exactly what they were supposed to do. If they did anything but run the football all night, Sirianni would have deserved a lot of criticism, and I would have ripped on him. I mean, this Packers defense has been able to stop the run all year, so it's no surprise what they did. Good on them. Doing it in a successful manner, but their defense has a lot of problems over the last few weeks. So you've got to consider that moving forward. But maybe the biggest story is the team that's not going to be in the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers leaves in the third quarter. Jordan Love goes in, and not only does he go in, but against the greatest team of all time, he leads them to a couple of scoring drives. It's like, that was interesting. So with a team that has their season all but over, they're not making the postseason. Rodgers obviously hobbled, but he has a lot of power in that organization. I wonder how they're going to handle this moving forward. With the Bears on deck, I saw most spots last night at least did not have a line on that because quarterback uncertainty on both sides. But I wonder what you do, because I think internally – they want to give Love some time and some meaningless games, but I don't know. There would certainly be some uproar just everywhere. I mean, there's still a third of the season to go.
I mean, if you're Aaron Rodgers, do you do everything you can to make sure you play so you don't lose your job? And how bad is that oblique injury? But yeah, if I was him, I'd be like, oh, no, I feel great. I will be playing next week. But yeah, Jordan Love looked good. I was excited. You know, I love a good quarterback controversy. And I mean, let's face it, seeing Aaron Rodgers lose his job, will we be sad?
Yeah.
Given some truth serum.
There's one person going to be sad. I don't even need truth serum. I'll tell you right now. I love seeing him lose. I love seeing him struggle. And if he were to go out like this, I'd be very happy. But I think he's going to come back another year. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a good thing. It's a really good thing. Man, the Vikings are so lucky. I mean, they were a little lucky on Thursday, and you create your own luck. But just how the division has played out, with the Bears obviously trying to lose, and they get a quarterback injury, and they have the worst defense in the NFL, and everything going wrong with the Packers this season, and then the other team, the Lions. They don't meet the expectations that people decided to set for them. I mean, what a trash division. We really shouldn't be shocked that they keep getting all these one-score victories, because last year it was going against them. And then... that Patriots touchdown on Thanksgiving night, man, that it certainly looked like one to me, but maybe I was drunk at that point. I don't know. I'm surprised. The Vikings, man, that was the one side on Thanksgiving that I did like, but I can't believe that I still got that one as a winner, because yeah. I don't know that should have been.
It's interesting, you know, we talk about frauds, like what's going to happen come playoff time, you know, is all of this luck and things bouncing the Vikings way going to finally catch up with them? I wouldn't be shocked if it does.
I don't really like anybody in the NFC. It's like you go down the list and
the Niners?
They're all flawed. I mean, they're all flawed. They could have not covered that spread yesterday easily. I mean, the Niners are good. They scored 13 points yesterday. It's 13 points. McCaffrey did like nothing. So
it's true. With all of those weapons Jimmy G has, like, what's the excuse to only score 13 points? That's
right.
Something
right.
Weird. Yeah, yep. Their defense getting most of the credit right now. But yeah, I like the Niners though. I like the Niners more than I like the Vikings come playoff time in terms of a deep playoff run.
You like it more than the Eagles?
Ooh, that's a tough one. What concerns me about the Eagles is the injuries, you know, especially to the secondary. Is that going to catch up to them? But gosh, you know, Jalen Hurts playing very, very well. So it's hard not to like him. I'm higher on them than you are, but, you know, Hurts setting a new franchise record, 158 rushing yards, previously held by Michael Vick, 130. So he just had a monster first half. It was very impressive to see what Jalen Hurts was doing. So, but the injuries, you know, safety CJ Gardner-Johnson, losing him, that's a big concern. So, you know, we'll see if that causes problems for them on the back end or what they're going to be able to do there.
Yeah, I mean, early on, it looked like Jalen Hurts, after Justin Fields set the new single game record, it looked like Hurts was going to break that record again, but he did not. Yeah, I'm like, geez, they just set that. Okay, so is Hurts or Mahomes your MVP at the moment?
It's Mahomes.
It's Mahomes. I agree 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if we're just looking in a vacuum of this week, Hurts performed better.
Mm-hmm. I trust Mahomes more, you know, in terms of consistency. I think Mahomes is going to be the MVP when it's all said and done. But Jalen Hurts, definitely in the conversation. I don't know. Do you think it'll be close, or do you think this is Mahomes' award to lose?
I'm with you. I agree that it's Mahomes. I don't agree with the odds, though. I think it should be a lot closer than they suggest. So if you look this morning, like, you've got to lay a price on Mahomes, which is, geez, they didn't even cover the spread yesterday. They had issues in the red zone. I'm like, it wasn't a terrific performance, and maybe they didn't prepare for that when you're going against, you know, one of the worst teams in the NFL right now with the current state of the LA Rams. But everywhere you look, BetMGM last check was minus 164 favorite. And then second, we've got to drop down to plus 550 for Tua. They've got Tua favored over Hurts and Josh Allen. I think that's pretty interesting.
Wow. We've come so far. Tua's really second. That's crazy. So what do you think is going to, you know, push
it's
this
Mahomes
over? Are they going to look at strength of schedule? Like, what factors will go into this?
Well, it's the factors that always go into it. It's going to be the record at the end, and then you go to the stats. So what if Minnesota is the one and Philly's a two? That's going to really hurts, right? Yeah. Is Kansas City the one? Like, that's going to be part of it, which team ends up being and getting the bye, and they're in opposite conferences. So that has something to do with it. I just think the odds have gone a little bit too far, but I agree with the sense that the Mahomes should be the favorite. But we still have one third of the season left, so I think he's too much of a favorite at this point, especially with what Hurts did. Maybe we'll see some adjustment after last night with the Sunday night football game, but yeah, it's Mahomes. It's Mahomes. I don't think Tua should be the second favorite. I think that's Looney Tunes.
Hurts. Yeah,
that's just me.
I agree with you. What? Let's talk about another quarterback controversy now. Mike White. I was surprised. I mean, he brought a spark. Didn't see that coming. I actually thought maybe Flacco would have been a safer choice, but apparently I know nothing, and that's why I'm not an NFL head coach, because Mike White came in, and he looked really good. Jets beating the Bears 31-10, obviously. You know, no Justin Fields in that game, so I think all of us were on the Jets. That just seemed like the side to be on for this one. No matter who the quarterback was, we knew if it wasn't going to be Fields, it probably wasn't going to be good.
I wasn't surprised, because Mike White was put in a position to succeed. Don't worry what the numbers tell you. I'm telling you flat out, and I don't think it's all that close. The Bears have the worst of defense in the NFL. And they were also missing just about their entire secondary, and a number of the only talented players that they have all got hurt yesterday. So Mike White was in the perfect spot. Mm. If we look at the teams, that the defenses that Zach Wilson has played when he's been terrible, most recently it was New England, Buffalo, New England, Denver. Those are four really good defenses. And then the week that they happen to bench Zach Wilson is when they're facing the worst defense in the NFL. And next week they face Minnesota, another defense that looks pretty bad. We saw what the Patriots did against them on Thursday night. So they put Mike White in a perfect position to succeed. And it just so happens on the other side, Justin Fields is out, and everybody knew Justin Fields was going to be out. Now, I have an issue with how that quarterback situation was handled, because we're hearing, okay, it's Simeon. And then right before the game, oh, it's Peterman. And then as the game's starting, I don't know who the Bears' starting quarterback is. Like, what a joke that was yesterday. And we saw some line movement there. Man, I went in heavy when I saw that it was going to be Peterman, and then Simeon starts. I was not very happy. I was still comfortable because it was the Bears. But, I mean, the Jets, they hate Zach Wilson so much. Like, this is the easiest defense that you could possibly face. You would actually have some success here, even though you're Zach Wilson and you suck. But we're going to give it to Mike White. Now it's Mike White time. So it's not a surprise. So I'm sure in New York, it's Mike White mania, and you turn on ESPN all week. That's what it's all going to be about. And there's no context of the Bears have the worst defense in the NFL, and it isn't all that close. And he's probably going to have some success next week too.
I think that's such a good point that you bring up about the Bears defense, and how pretty much, I mean, I don't want to say pretty much anyone could have succeeded in that position, but, you know, they put Mike White in a great position to look like a star and show Zach Wilson, see, he's good, he's better. And really, Zach Wilson, we don't know what he would have done, but it probably would have been similar against that Bears defense. So that's a great point that we really don't see people talking about on a national level. It's all just about the drama surrounding the quarterback position. What are they going to do in New York? What are they going to do with Zach Wilson? So that's a really good point. But yeah, if obviously, if you take a look at it from that standpoint, then it's like, wow, that's, if you're Zach Wilson, it's a slap in the face, but also it sounds like the guy's a jerk and lost the locker room. So I don't know if I feel that sorry for him. Personality wise, it sounds like he's not the best leader and guy to play with. So he probably dug his own grave.
Big day for Garrett Wilson, the guy that I've been trying to talk up for a while for offensive rookie of the year. Maybe he enters that conversation with Mike White because I don't think they have another chance. Well, it's where he's going to have another chance. That is with Zach Wilson. The other thing is, Aaron, is not, it wasn't just Chicago yesterday. And I mentioned Minnesota next week. But he's going to get Detroit. He's going to get Seattle. Oh. Like, they're just, it's like,
dude,
they're really setting
plan.
It up.
They have this plan. I love it. If you look at it, this is fantastic. What about Isaiah Pacheco, rookie of the year? I like him.
You don't think he has a chance? I mean, they're giving him the opportunities. Well, I'll say this. And we'll probably talk more about this in futures tomorrow, and we can take a deeper dive. But the offensive rookie of the year is interesting. The MVP, it's Mahomes right now. But Damian Pierce just had two games where he did nothing. What do you have, like 11 yards yesterday? Something like that?
Yeah.
Like back-to-back games, he's done absolutely nothing. Boy, man, that's a good call because I hadn't looked at these updated odds. Pacheco is now the fourth favorite. Now, there's an odds drop there. But he's fourth or fifth. Where's Garrett Wilson? Garrett Wilson, you could still find some value there. I think he has a chance. How about Christian Watson? He could go on an absolute tear, and he's been going on one of late.
Yeah, he has. He has. Jordan Love likes him too. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, will join us in an hour, and we will continue to look at our biggest takeaways from NFL Week 12 next.